Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lacy moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Lacy scores. Ripken moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles won, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla takes first base on ball four. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Skinner moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Skinner moves to third. Cangalosi moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Baines reaches second base with a double. Skinner scores. Cangalosi scores. Tolleson moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Tolleson scores. Baines moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, Orioles. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's Orioles, 4, White Sox, 4. Rich Bordy now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4. White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cangalosi moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Fisk throws the ball into Tolleson who tags Ripken trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Lynn moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacey, who is chasing the ball. Bonilla reaches third base with a triple. Fisk goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Bonilla scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen moves to third. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Dawley now pitching. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, White Sox. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonilla is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with Dolly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cangalosi strikes out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tolleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Tolleson moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. There goes Tolleson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz bunts in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Oss now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Juan Bonilla. Mark Hill now catching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lacy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.